Well, obviously, it's a big weekend in sport because we have the rugby league finals. Tonight, you've got Manly Warringah taking on the South Sydney Rabbitohs. And then the winner of that will meet the winner of the Melbourne Storm and the Penrith Panthers Saturday. That's tomorrow. That's an early game to make way for the AFL Grand Final in Perth. And there's plenty of other stuff to talk about. Tim Robertson, it's not just about football, but we'll start there. Good morning, brother. How are you?
Yeah, good morning to you. I'm pumped for this weekend. It's going to be absolutely huge.
All right, but we've also got the Wallabies to talk about. Your mate from Wollongong, Alex Dolkanovsky in the UFC. You've got some NBL news for us. Jesus, we better get going. Okay, tonight in the NRL, Manly, Souths. I predicted last week that Manly would beat Souths, and I said that the Melbourne Storm will beat Penrith. It will be a Melbourne-Manly grand final. How am I going?
Yeah, not too bad. Look, I'll remind you of my prediction from the start of the year. Not too sure if you recorded it and saved it for me.
Oh, yeah, 2 years ago, the Perth Wildcats would make the finals. I've got that one written down. No, go on.
My prediction was actually South Sydney to win the comp this year. That was the question that you asked me at the start of the NRL.
It was too.
Yep. So they're still in the hunt, and albeit without Latrell Mitchell, they're still there. So we'll see if I'm still alive and kicking when it comes to the NRL Grand Final, but as you mentioned, South Sydney have to get through Manly tonight, who have been unreal. A great performance last week to move forward. And, of course, it's going to be a big matchup between the coaches. And Wayne Bennett, his last season at South Sydney before he moves on. Who knows where he's going? And then, of course, Des Hasler, who, well, really was an unwanted coach for a while. They said he was a has-been and done. And then he returned from the Bulldogs to Manly, and he's done some wonderful things. A little stat board up, Luke, during the week. Des Hasler, and he didn't even know this, undefeated in 7 prelim matches as a coach and a player. Pretty cool stat.
That is a very cool stat, isn't it?
Yeah, but also the one that's not good for the Bunnies, they've lost their last 3 preliminary finals. So they've been in the prelim the past 3 seasons, lost all of them. Wayne Bennett says, doesn't matter. We're way ahead of that stat. We're not even thinking about it, and we're ready to go. So this should be a beauty of a game. No doubt. Manly will be relying heavily on Tom Trbojevic. He was awesome last week again and very inspirational in their win. If South Sydney are to win this game, Luke, I feel that they've got to shut down Turbo Tom. And I think they have to do it the same way as
Melbourne
they dealt with. But also I think a little bit different as well is be aggressive like they did against the Panthers. When South won, they were aggressive off their line. Their middle forwards worked extra hard and really shut down the likes of Cleary and gave them no time. I think that's how they can win this game, the Bunnies.
And the other thing, the Bunnies have got 3 extra players in Wayne Bennett. I mean, he just... How many points do you reckon he's worth just having him in your corner?
Yeah, he's a mastermind, you know, in the coaching scenes. And it doesn't matter if he's 70-odd. He just keeps delivering, doesn't he, as a coach. So he'll have a plan. I don't think it will be the same plan as Craig Bellamy. Craig Bellamy had a really strong influence and plan on Tom Trbojevic. I think Wayne Bennett's will be a little bit different, but I think they'll be really, really aggressive, and that's how they're going to plan on and shutting Manly down.
Okay, tomorrow, we'll stick with the NRL. We've got the Penrith Panthers, who started the season unbelievable, but look at Melbourne. How many games in a row did they win? It's hard to tip against Melbourne at this end of the comp, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And they welcome back Josh Adokar, who comes into the side. Brandon Smith, who they thought they might have been losing, he stays in the side. I see them as unbeatable. The Panthers, I think, have dropped off at the back end pretty much after Origin time. A lot of pressure on them to continue on, I think, after this prelim final. So what the Storm will be doing is looking for a fast start. That's what they did to Penrith in the grand final. And I think if Melbourne can replicate that in the prelim, it's going to bring back some really bad memories for the Panthers and maybe take them away from the game.
It gets in your head, doesn't it?
It is. It's a mind game.
And did you see Cameron Smith? I think it was yesterday, Timmy. I mean, this is what they carry on with. Cameron Smith was saying he was critical of Nathan Cleary's kicking game. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, well, that's right. And it's interesting because Nathan Cleary is still young, although he's been around for so long and he's been such a dominant half. You forget how young he is. So if Cam Smith can break into the mind of Nathan Cleary, that could cause an effect as well. But look, the Panthers, no doubt, they are a really good side. Brian To'o didn't play last week. He was sorely missed. And I think If he plays, he's been named in the reserve list, so I reckon he'll come into the side. That'll be an extra boost for them. But I think the Storm fully fit, I think they'll be through to yet another grand final.
Okay. Now, the AFL grand final, can you believe it? That's tomorrow as well. It's in Perth. The NRL final between Melbourne and Panthers was brought forward to make way for this.
Yeah, exactly right. And can we start by saying Mark McGowan, the Premier over there in WA, has said he's not concerned at all, despite there being that COVID scare. The truck driver that tested positive after leaving Perth and returning to New South Wales. You've got to remember WA quickly banned crowds early in the season when they had a bit of a COVID hit.
When I heard about that truck driver, I thought, oh, Christ.
Yeah, that was a real worry. But McGowan did assure everyone that there's no problems for the AFL Grand Final. So let's hope that stays the case. So we're expecting 60,000 people at Optus Stadium.
But how many people are going to the stadium tomorrow that have come from outside WA? Do we know that?
No, there's not too many. It's pretty much players and some exemption of some media and whatnot.
Right.
I'm at the means that I'm pretty sure even players' families and different things couldn't even make the trip. Eddie McGuire can't make the trip. That's saying a fair.
Okay. So the crowd that we'll see on telly is all WA.
Yep. So all the release of tickets have been pretty much for Dogs members, D's members who live in WA.
Right, right.
And then the rest of the allocation for over there. So, yeah, no concern about that. Look, the game in itself, it's sure to be a beauty. Melbourne Demons, minor premiers, well-deserved. They're chasing their first premiership since 1964. So a 57-year drought, if they can break it, would be awesome to see. The Dogs, they won their last comp in 2016. And when they did that, they came from outside the top four, which is very, very hard to do. Well, if they're to win the comp again, they're going to have to do the same thing. So it's been a hell of a run for both these sides. It's sure to be a beauty of a match. And they faced off twice already this season in round 11 and 19, and they're one each. So this will be the decider for the flag.
We're talking sport with Tim Robertson. It's a big Friday. It's Friday, September 24. It's grand final day for the AFL. It's knockout finals time for the NRL. Tim, we'll take a break and we'll come back because there's, believe it or not, plenty more sport to talk about, eh?
There certainly is, mate. Can't wait.
This is the Night Shift on Triple M. Grand final weekend for the AFL. AFL grand final tomorrow. Manly in South Sydney tonight. Penrith Panthers in Melbourne tomorrow. And a stack of other sport still to come here on the Night Shift on Triple M. Welcome back. You're listening to The Night Shift around Australia on the Triple M network. And we ain't finished with sport yet because it's a huge weekend. We've looked at the NRL, we've looked at the AFL, but there's plenty more to talk about. Tim Robertson from Fox joins us. Timmy, let's start with your mate down the road at Wollongong in New South Wales. Tell us about Alex Dolgonoski and the UFC. Now, he's the reigning featherweight champion. Fill us in on what's happening there.
He is. So it's UFC 266 on Sunday. You can see that main fight from 215. Alex Volkanovski is the defending featherweight champion. He's defended that title once already against Max Holloway, who he actually defeated to win the title. And now he's up against Brian Ortega, who is another fantastic fighter. This fight was actually scheduled earlier in the year, but Volko, when he travelled overseas, contracted coronavirus. So it flattened him out, and obviously he was in his isolation. The fight couldn't go ahead, and it was rebranded for this weekend. So it's going to be an absolute beauty. Volko is in really fit, fine shape and ready to go, and of course representing his country to win or continue his featherweight championship in the UFC. It's going to be a beauty. So, yeah, good luck to Volko. It's going to be a big fight against Ortega on Sunday.
Now, the Wallabies are up against Argentina in Townsville, and they're on a roll.
They are. They've got two from two, which we did alert to last time we spoke, Luke. That's the first time they've won two games in a row since 2018, which is sort of hard to believe, really.
Yeah.
But the first time they've won three in a row, or the last time I should say, is 2017. So here's another little bit of a long record that they can dust off by getting past Argentina. It's a Saturday sort of late Arvo game, so it's sort of before the AFL as well. And maybe at the back end of the NRL. So they're trying to fit all these and compete for...
Do you know what this is? Do you know what this is called, Tim? It's called Sports Tetris.
It's sports heaven to me, Luke.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, but anyway, look, it's going to be a big one for the Wallabies. I think they can get past Argentina as well. They've failed to score some tries in their rugby championship matches of late. And I think the Wallabies, if they can continue on their form, which they did against the world champs, they can get home. The only massive change, Tom Banks, the fullback, out. Reece Hodge, Mr. Reliable, comes in to start at fullback for the Wallabies.
Now, there's some controversy surrounding the NBL here in Australia, a late start to the season, and there are dramas with some players refusing to get vaccinated. So this controversy, mandatory vaccination, happens in all workplaces.
Yeah, look, it does, and we can see it now happening within sporting clubs, and the NBL is a big one because they've decided to start the season late, and now they've decided again to push it further back so they can have more crowds, bums on seats, I guess, at the start of the season and for longer periods in the season. And they have made it clear that travelling players won't be able to travel in and out of games if obviously states have, restrictions up that you're not double vaxxed. So they're pretty much saying, well, you can sign these players, but it's at your own risk. If a player's not vaxxed, they won't be getting on the plane for an away game go, and that's your fault. So in the end, it's coming, some players are coming forward and going, well, I'm not willing to get vaxxed. So the clubs are having to make the hard call. Ty Webster from the Breakers was the first player to go to opt out. He's not getting vaccinated. So
what's his reason, has he said?
No, I think he's just an anti-vaxxer, Luke. I mean, everyone's entitled to their own opinions and own beliefs. It's really tough. I mean, I am double vaxxed, and, you can't push it on anyone, but this is, the world that we're living in at the moment.
So he's willing to sacrifice a season in the NBL?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct. And that's a big paycheck.
Gee, that's a big call, isn't it?
He is a quality player, possibly could go elsewhere to play, and maybe they don't have similar rules, but this is the NBL stance and this is how it is.
No, so, my understanding is they're the rules in Europe, they're the rules in the United States. I think he's going to struggle. They're the rules everywhere. I think he's going to struggle to play professional basketball.
Yeah, so it's going to be tough. Travis Trice, the Hawks' new import that they signed, the Illawarra Hawks, he has now had to pull the pin as well. So they've parted ways with Travis Trice because of the same reason. So watch this space there. Probably could be more, not just in the basketball as well.
It's just sticking with basketball. What about CJ Bruton taking over the coaching of Adelaide? I played once against his dad, Cal Bruton, at a carnival in Wagga. I'm not joking. I played against the great Cal Bruton, the Black Pearl. And I've watched CJ since he was a tiny kid. I watched him play for Australia at the Entertainment Centre once against China. And he's played for the Kings. He's played for New Zealand. And look at him now.
Yep, he's also played for the Hawks. I remember him late 99, 2000. He was down here at the then Wollongong Hawks. And he's a good player and a top bloke as well. He's done his coaching apprenticeships. He's been assistant coaches here, there and everywhere. He was over at the Breakers. Did some time at the Bullets most recently, and well done to CJ being signed on as the head coach of Adelaide, and they need that. They struggled last year, albeit they had a few injuries. They had a pretty decent roster and didn't perform. So look, hopefully CJ in his first year as a coach can have a bit of success.
Have we forgotten anything?
Look, I can quickly add in for you.
I wanted to ask you about this. This is the big talking point for the weekend, okay? The home of World Cricket, the Marylebone Cricket Club, the MCC, they have changed the rules of the game. It is now woke and gender neutral. You are now no longer referred to as a batsman. You are a batter. What do you make of this?
Yeah, look, it's the way of the times, isn't it? It's obviously, they're trying to reinforce that stance that cricket has, that it's an inclusive game for all. Really, for me, it means nothing, I don't think. The women are very dominant in cricket now as well, and, we don't go out and call them batsmen. But I wouldn't call them a batswoman either. As a sports reporter myself, I wouldn't say a batswoman. I'd say a batter. So I guess it's sort of normal for me anyway. But, we are obviously used to, in the men's game, that term of batsman.
Okay, but what about night watchman?
This is where it gets funny. And fieldsman?
12th man?
12th man. Do they all change? I'm not too sure. I haven't read that in the calls.
See, they need us on their advisory committee. They haven't thought it through, have they?
Yeah, no, that's right. But, I mean, look, it's when it comes to commentary, I mean, some of them don't even add the man in. They say he's a right-handed bat or he's, you know. Yeah.
So maybe there wasn't a problem to fix in the first place.
I don't think the problem's there, but I think it's just coming out to say, well, yeah, we are addressing and we are an inclusive sport and this is how we're going to show it.
Okay. Anything else, Tim?
Look, I think that's all. If anyone loves their horse racing, it's a start pretty much at the big spring carnival coming up. The Golden Rose as well is tomorrow. So good luck to anyone having a punt. But that's about it.
Well, give
it's
us a tip.
Be absolutely huge.
Give us
I think Enemo is the favourite. I'll stick with that. It's had some pretty good form of late, so I think that might sneak home. But well, you're not going to get much value out of that. And please don't bet on anything that I give you as a tip, because usually they don't go very well.
And always gamble and drink responsibly.
Exactly.
Have a good weekend, Timmy. Talk to you Monday. Can't wait.
Yeah, sounds good, Luke. Enjoy.
Thanks, buddy. Gee, it's a big weekend. Sports Tetris, as I said. They're squeezing everything into 2 days. You're listening to The Night Shift. It's Friday on Triple M.
Yeah. The Night Shift, around Australia on the Triple M network. Luke Boner. The Night Shift.
Yeah, so they didn't think it all the way through. Night Watchman, 12th man. Hey, Barrett, so you're on your way to Sunrise. Hot topic this morning. Hot topic this morning, 133353. Matt, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Luke?
Good, thank you, Matt. Sorry to keep you waiting there so long. It's all yours.
That's okay. I just want to have a go at the quickie, if I could, please.
Easy one. Come on.
Dropkick Murphys shipping up to Boston.
Nah.
Yeah, right. I thought it was with the AFL Grand Final.
Nothing that simple.
Oh, well.
I'm sorry, Matt. Here it is again. If it doesn't go off, Jess will put that piece of music as a separate clip on our podcast, and you can have a listen to it over and over on the weekend, all right?
No worries. Thank you very much for that, mate.
You have a great weekend, buddy. Nice to talk to you. Very quickly. G'day, Garen.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Mate, just a quick jab at the quickie. Is it Don't Let Me Down by the Beatles?
No, it sounds like it, though, doesn't it? Very good guess. No clues, because it's day one today. Chris, hello.
Shine by Collective Soul.
No, it's not. Jed, good morning. Hello, Jed.
Hello.
Yes, Jed.
Don't look back in anger, Alexis.
No, it's not. I'm sorry. 133353 is the telephone number. Gardeners everywhere, they are all talking about Swift Grow. This has gone berserk overseas, not just because it works and it puts nature back into the soil, but it's environmentally friendly. So places like some golf clubs, some farms that are in environmentally delicate areas like banana farms and sugarcane farms, up in Queensland, where the runoff goes into the ocean and eventually affects the Great Barrier Reef, Swift Grow has become the preferred fertiliser because environmentally it's 100% okay. This is my little mate Joe, the scientist. He has formulated this from Barramundi. Poop. It makes plants go crazy, but it is so good for the environment. But my God, it works. So here we are in spring. You want to attract the bees back to your garden? Want your garden to go berserk? Swift Grow. 4 litres and you get a fifth litre for free. Does that tempt you? Contact Joe, swiftgrow.com.au. If it's green and it grows, you need Swift Grow. It is the best fertiliser we've ever used. You can use it on your pots, your hanging pots. You can put it on your vegetable garden. Wait till you see the tomatoes that come from using Swift Grow. Put it on your natives, put it on your exotics, your citrus, and it repairs soil. Put it on your lawn. Wait till you see what it does. It is unbelievable. Swiftgrow.com.au. If it's green and it grows, you're going to love Swift Grow.